RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the
woods. Welcome back, folks. And that Mississippi River runs right by the eastern border of John there in Missouri. Hey, John, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, James. Haven't spoke to you since the election.
Oh, my goodness. It's been that long. That's way too long. I hope you've been well. I hope you haven't gotten the China virus.
No, I have not. I don't even know if it exists, James.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, they've lied to us so much. Fauci, I don't know how anybody could listen to that man anymore.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think, John. Now, you know, men of iron like you, this is something we said early on in the show. You know, God gave us a great immune system, and we guys like you, John, have taken good care of it. And that immune system can handle just about anything, including the China virus. And that's why you haven't gotten it. That's why I haven't gotten it. We're all breathing it all the time. I mean, I think it does exist, actually, John. I think it's an actual real thing. And it's a real biological weapon. And this is bio warfare that's being waged against us. And I think the vaccines are simply follow-on bio weapons. And I'm going to play this incredible patriot, Dr. Richard Bartlett. I'm going to play him here in just a moment. But here's the thing that's going on. If you or I, you know, we're not Superman. And so here's the thing. Again, I'm not offering medical advice, folks. I'm telling you as a layman what I would do. If I found myself with all of these symptoms that they list, like being short of breath, hard to go up and down the stairs, hard to walk around the block, shallow breathing, fever, temperature, you know, there's a whole list of these things. These doctors I'm listing, Dr. Pierre Corey, he is a champion of ivermectin. And I'm going to play a little of him in today's show too. I promise you folks, it's a very short statement from Dr. Pierre Corey. What a great doctor. He has, you know, had incredible 100% success treating people. The earlier the better with ivermectin. It's why I went out and bought some ivermectin. So I have it on hand. It's in my medicine cabinet. I'm going to go out and get the budesonide that you're going to hear recommended by Dr. Richard Bartlett in Midland, Texas. So I have that on hand. So if I start to show symptoms, I sure as hell am not going to check myself into a emergency room. And I'm because here's what we're hearing, what's happening in some hospitals, like the hospitals that Cuomo was running in New York before he got bounced. 85% of the people that were admitted to hospitals in New York complaining of shortness of breath. You know, just walking, I'm short of breath. Okay, they got put on ventilators. 85%. The person's just saying I'm having a hard time. I'm short on breath. They got put on ventilators, and then 90% of the people that got put on ventilators were dead men. It was a death sentence. No, that ain't happening to me. I'm going to get the outpatient, at-home care, early care, that all of these doctors, like Dr. Corey and Dr. Bartlett and Dr. Alexander and Dr. Hossick, and a great group called the Frontline Doctors, they're all being censored. They advocate these therapies that the president recommended as a layman. He recommended them. He took them when he felt bad, and he did contract the virus, and he is strong like you, John. Imagine the load he's under. So he caught the virus, and he would be targeted. I think the virus was part of the logic of the virus was that communist Chinese needed to get Donald Trump defeated, and this virus is that bioweapon, and Donald Trump is a specific target. So he probably was being showered with the virus by the Chinese Communist Party, People's Liberation Army agents were probably dousing President Trump in the virus. And so he contracted it. He was well, you know, within 48 hours because he did the things like hydroxychloroquine. I don't think he did ivermectin, but there are a variety of things that work according to these great doctors. And so that's the sort of the moral of the story. If, you know, indeed, you know, COVID-19 should visit you or me, John.
Right.
But now let me play for you. Let me first go let you, we haven't talked since in some time. Share with our audience your incredible wisdom, your insights into what's going on. What do you want to tell this Republic Broadcasting audience?
I don't know what to tell them, you know. Keep a firm upper lip, I guess, you know. It can't stay long forever. I don't know if Donald will run again, and I don't know if he'll win, but are Americans.
I don't want to get too personal here, but I used to live in the south of Kansas City, and where my mom was born, actually. Are you in the north? Are you north of the Missouri River?
No.
You're not? Because if you were, I'd chase you up to Des Moines to go to that Trump rally.
No, I'm south of the river.
Okay.
I bought another farm down in the Ozarks.
Okay.
Ozarks are very safe.
That's a bit
place.
Of a drive. That's a bit of a drive, but I'll tell you. Now, let me ask you this. Have you been to a Trump rally yet?
I tried to go to one last year. The man I was with, it was just too far of a walk. One thing I saw in Columbia, they had one last year or the year before. What I liked about it was all the young people that were going that I did see walking to that. He attracted a lot more young people than I thought were interested.
Yeah.
It appears
I have so much hope for the young people. I love the football games where big stadiums, with as many as 100,000 people, most of them young people. You know, you and I, of course, we never say four-letter words. We're such gentlemen. But those crowds were chanting the four-letter word that begins with an F. Blank, blank Joe Biden. Blank Joe Biden. Hundreds of thousands of kids in college football games. No masks, no social distancing. Lots of handsome men and beautiful girls.
Right.
And they were chanting. And I'll tell you what. That gives me so much hope that there's this whole group of young people. They've been forced to wear this stupid, dumbass mask, and they're being told they have to get this injection. And you know what? They're the demon rats. The communists have finally pushed them to a point where they're ready for rebellion. And, you know, all great revolutions, I think, more or less, it tends to be, revolutions have to include a lot of young people, especially a lot of young men. And us old guys, we're pretty good at revolutions, but usually at the barricades you see young males. And so these guys are getting fired up. And I think the revolution, I think Joe Biden just lit the fuse on the revolution with his declaration of war, with his vaccine mandate. So I'm really...
wonder how many people actually listen to that man, as if he has any sense at all. I mean, is there somebody out there that thinks the man knows what he's talking about?
I do, because I understand what you're saying. The man is demented. He is demented, but a lot of history's most evil dictators were truly. I mean, think about it. I mean, these are not. What does it take to be an evil person? What does it take? What's the qualification, the job qualification to be a supremely evil person? Well, you got to be supremely evil. And that includes being demented. you're not going to be a rational person or a clear thinking person. So Joe Biden is demented, but he knows what he's doing. He is a communist, and he's not somebody being manipulated by people behind the scenes and doesn't know what he's saying and he's only reading off the teleprompter. No, I don't think so. No, this guy is pure evil. He's every bit as evil as Anthony Fauci or George Soros or Bill Gates. He is pure, slimy evil. And his inability to finish sentences and his fumbling and his, maybe early onset of dementia and so on, that's just something that's in his way. He didn't have that when he was a younger man. And that's in his way, but he's evil. And but now let me say this to you, John, because Donald Trump, I think, will come to Missouri again for the 20. He is running. He will be our presidential candidate in 2024. And Missouri, pardon me. I don't think that's the start of the China flu there. I just choked on my own words. He is coming to Missouri. And if he's not coming to Missouri, he's going to come close to Missouri. He doesn't need to come to a place like Kansas. So you can forget about Kansas because that's solid Trump all the way. But Missouri's a little bit more of a purple state. And so
I don't know, James.
It's not
red out here.
It's red. Missouri's red. That's true. I take it back. I'm sorry.
The only thing, it's some cities. There's a couple cities that the Democrats have a holding in.
Yeah. Called St. Louis.
Well, St. Louis and Kansas City both, and Columbia.
Yeah.
It's small.
Yeah,
Columbia is small,
Columbia,
but it's
yeah.
still full of red people.
Yeah, that's true. But in any event, he's coming. He's coming to a theater near you, John. So you'll get to hear him. But now let's listen to Dr. Richard Bartlett. And so good to hear from you, my friend. And I'm glad to
All
hear
right.
you're well.
See you, James.
See you, buddy. So here we go. Here's Dr. Richard Bartlett. Let's listen to him. He is right here. Finally, Alex Jones is going to let him talk.
Boy, I couldn't breathe. And every time I would do it, I felt better for a while. Then it went away in a few days. SynergyHealthDPC.com. And we'll try to put those URLs on screen. SynergyHealthDPC.com and BudesonineWorks.com. All right, Doc. If I don't talk, don't stop. Because if I talk, I'll talk over you. You said you've been a listener for a while, so you know that. You got the floor for the time we've got on this Saturday evening. Thanks for spending your time with us. Been very busy and hard to get on, I understand. So thank you for joining us.
Alex, I just finished another long day at the Regeneron Monoclonal Antibody Infusion Center in West Texas. And this is another early outpatient therapy that works against COVID. This actually works. Half of the people that come in, I'd say approximately half, have been vaccinated. What does that tell you about that? But I'll tell you, this helps whether you've been vaccinated or not. If you have COVID and you have symptoms, we're seeing people immediately get results. And so the strategy out of this pandemic is early, effective outpatient therapies, treating people early. And we've been trying the vaccine. We've been trying the mask. We've been trying social distancing. Those things have been strategies that came out of China. How's that working? But I'll tell you, early effective outpatient therapies are working. We have a trail of people living instead of a trail of tears with the other strategy. Frankly, I'm not happy about people dying. And so there are some things that work. And for instance, this little university called Oxford University, the oldest university in the English-speaking world since 1096, with 72 Nobel Prize laureates, proved that budesonide is an effective early therapy for COVID.
Now, let that sink in. That was a mouthful. He was speaking, sarcastically. This little university, Oxford, it's the oldest English-speaking university, 1096. They have proved budesonide. Let me spell it for you. We all have to learn this is a new word for it, budesonide. Let me find my notes here. Budesonide. If I didn't say that wrong. Budesonide works. Oxford has proved it. This doctor's practice proves it. It is so effective. If we don't get to far enough into his interview with Jones. He says that when he is treating his patients, he will do a half-hour treatment during which the half-hour treatment, the patient says, "Doc, I feel better. 30 minutes, I feel better. My headache's gone. My symptoms are gone." That's how fast. Let's listen to it. Dr. Richard Butler talking about budesonide and early outpatient therapy. Not vaccine, not hospitalization, and certainly not intubation.
That one medicine. And they used in the Stoic trial, a randomized controlled trial, they were giving just a whiff of that, a puff twice a day with an inhaler. And they concluded that 90% of hospitalizations, ER visits, and urgent care visits could be prevented with early outpatient budesonide. I think that's big news.
Now, why haven't you heard it? I haven't heard it. I just heard it this morning from Dr. Richard Bartlett. I haven't heard it. Because pukes like Anthony Fauci, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Frankenstein, they don't want you to know about this. He knows about it. All these other people know about it in the CDC. Who's this? Another puke. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the Centers for Disease disease calamity is certainly not for control of diseases. Rochelle Walensky knows about budesonide. She's heard of Oxford University, I think.
Oxford's the same place that they came out with using dexamethasone IV in the hospital for COVID patients in the ICU. And they concluded that 20-33% increased survival with that strategy. How about the same university, Oxford University, later showing a 90% success rate with just an inhaled steroid, which is inexpensive, readily available, generic. Nobody's going to make any money off of this, but it's in every pharmacy on every corner in the United States. It's in every hospital in the United States. And so that's just one tool. But then you look at Regeneron monoclonal antibody infusion centers. And
now he may have been speaking. I know he speaks about it later. Just in case you want to know, Rhinocort, you know, rhino as in your nose, or maybe as in Mitt Romney. Rhinocort is available in every single pharmacy, drugstore, drug section of grocery stores in America. Rhinocort. I'm going to go get myself some and put it in my medicine cabinet. And a couple little puffs. He just mentioned here that it has budesonide in it. I think it says 32 micrograms of budesonide in it per puff. That knocks out, according to Dr. Bartlett and Oxford University, that little school, little known, out-of-the-way school that Dr. Fauci doesn't seem to know about. Puke.
That 30-minute infusion, it will prevent 70% of hospitalizations and death. I'm starting to see a pattern here that early outpatient therapies are a good idea and they're the way to go. And so let's consider 90% with budesonide. Early, inexpensive, very safe, has been used on 2-pound preemie babies.
Used on 2-pound preemie babies. Oh, that's a dangerous one, Fauci. Oh, we're going to have lots of overdoses. That's a horse medicine. That'll knock you on your ass and kill you dead. Right. Used on 2-pound premature babies. 2-pound babies. It's safe. Budesonide. I think we can all handle that. Mitch in Tennessee, we'll get to you after this break, but we're going to come back to Dr. Bartlett first. Stay tuned.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges
are falling apart. Hey, we're back. Let's go back to Dr. Bartlett. They're in the great state of Texas. Here he is. And let me shut up and turn his volume back up. Here he is.
The NICU, for decades now, we know what to expect with it. There's a wealth of information about it. And then you look at Regeneron using monoclonal antibodies, a technology that we've had for 40 years now in medicine that we use in cancer treatment, that we use in other infectious diseases. And the evidence is 70% decrease in hospitalization and deaths with just a 30-minute infusion. Here's what I'm seeing in this monoclonal antibody infusion center. I'm seeing people, while they're sitting in a chair, bored, just sitting there getting this infusion, they're telling me, I've had a headache for 5 days and it just went away. They're telling me I have the burning in my chest. is gone. My body aches are gone. The fatigue I had for days is gone. I have more energy. They're leaving with a smile. I've joked that they crawl in and they walk out. But we're seeing dramatic results.
And let me just interrupt you, sir. Trump took it and said within 5-6 hours, he felt like a new man. I've had five of my crew, because I got a big crew here, who just went and got it when they got sick and literally went from not being able to breathe, the case of Zach, I won't say his last name, and he literally said in 5 hours, the headache, the not being able to breathe, was he felt great in 5 hours. Now, I'm not saying everybody's having that, but everybody I know, within 5 hours, Joe Rogan, one day, gone. I mean, that fever, sweats, can't breathe, gone. What in the hell is that Regeneron doing?
Well, it's an antibody. Antibodies are like a lock and key. They only bind to one specific thing called an antigen, which is a on the cell surface of a cancer cell, or it's on the outside of a virus. And so you see an antibody binding to an antigen like lock and key, and so it goes through your bloodstream looking for the virus, binding to the virus, and immediately triggering your immune system to kill the virus. And so literally, the virus is being, it's like the antibodies are on a search and destroy mission. They're immediately going and finding the virus and killing all the viruses in the bloodstream. And so as they're sitting in the chair, they literally are having their symptoms leave their body because the virus is being killed on contact with the antibody. This is an antibody that's multiplied in the lab. And as it goes through your bloodstream, it'll be cleared out of your body by your spleen, by your liver, by your kidneys. Those are the filtering systems that God gave us. And so those will clear those antibodies out. But while they're there, they're having a tremendous benefit for the people. And so 70% decrease in death and hospitalizations just with a 30-minute infusion. But you can also give this as 4 subcutaneous shots, which takes just a minute. So there are infusion centers that are Regeneron centers that are being set up in Florida and Texas, all in many states, where they're expecting to see 300 people a day.
And, sir, you're the expert on this. You're the expert on this, and you told me about the treatments that saved my dad, hands down. I really appreciate you also saved Rob Dew. That's a separate subject. But expanding on that, is there, because I get this from other doctors, and I know Dr. McCullough is a great guy, and he said, oh, yes, Regeneron's much better than Eli Lilly. He's not involved in it. He just says, this is 2 instead of 1. Again, I'm a layman here. But is there, I saw that Biden set a board up, was talking about not giving it to people that aren't vaccinated. Is that true?
So if he said it, first of all, I think you need to verify. And so I actually don't listen to him very much. I'm busy taking care of people.
I understand.
And I'm interested in facts and science.
So we don't get a lot of that out of Biden, so it's probably not true.
Right. So I don't know what he's saying, and if he says it, I'm almost expecting something else. But I will say facts and science, randomized controlled trials, the gold standard for evidence-based medicine, the Stoic trial, the principal trial out of Oxford University showing budesonide is effective, something that you broke the news on a year ago to your credit, Alex, when other people were not paying attention or suppressing this information. They were censoring this information. You were getting it out that budesonide can save lives for COVID patients.
And then a year later, I experienced it with my father.
Yes. And I'll tell you something else that's critical. Budesonide, when I broke that story a year ago, I talked about my protocol, which was budesonide as a nebulizer treatment, also an antibiotic called clarithromycin, and an aspirin. And the aspirin, I saw a study the other day at the NIH database that said that 14.1% of COVID patients in the hospital experienced venous thromboemboli, basically clots.
Now, I'm going to pause it there. The whole interview is wonderful. I'm just going to wander out further into the interview because we're going to run out of time before we run out of interview. So I'm going to go out further here after this break. More of a great doctor, Richard, Dr. Richard Bartlett in Texas.
I want the truth. You can't have. handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Let's cut into Dr. Richard Bartlett of Midland, Texas. That's out in the west dry part of Texas there. Let's drop in on him. I'm just going to go toward the end of his interview with Alex Jones. I think this was yesterday. Let me just kind of move the bouncing ball over here. And all right, this is toward the end. Let's see what he says. Maybe I went too far, but let's see what he says.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will say, talking about your dad, I'm going to say that I had a similar upraising as you. I would tag along with my dad to the emergency room when I was in high school and college, and he was a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. He did hand surgery. And so he is a real hero and a real role model for me. And so I would see him work long hours. There was many baseball games and many things that he missed because he was helping other people. And I know where he was now that I'm an adult, and I appreciate his role model for me. But we're in the middle of a crisis like we've never had before. This is a disease we've never seen before, but we have some effective treatment strategies. There are therapies that work. Budesonide has been proven to be an effective tool against COVID early and late, because late in COVID, they have ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome. And there are studies at the NIH database that confirm that using nebulized budesonide for ARDS will shut down the release of the cytokines, those inflammatory chemicals that cause all of the death and destruction. It also decreases the edema, the swelling in the lung tissue. It stops the scarring in the lung tissue, and it improves the blood oxygenation. All four of those are very good. And so budesonide nebulized will help with early disease. It'll also help with late disease, proven in randomized controlled trials. This is science. Also, aspirin makes sense because, as I said, they're seeing venothromboemboli, pulmonary emboli, or heart attacks or strokes as a result of the thromboxane, one of the cytokines released from the lung lining. And so if you can use a medicine that'll shut down the release of thromboxane and the other cytokines, that makes sense, and that's budesonide. Also, the antibiotic I use, clarithromycin, 86% coverage of strep pneumonia, as opposed to azithromycin, a Z-Pak, that has 78% coverage of strep pneumonia, the bacteria that's encapsulated that causes bacterial pneumonia. That's why I use that antibiotic. But we also have Regeneron, monoclonal antibodies that decrease the risk.
I'm just going to interrupt him for a moment, but you see what we're getting here, folks. This is what we haven't had for a year and a half or more from these pukes like Fauci and Dr. Debbie Birx and Rochelle Walensky. This man is a living encyclopedia. He's a genius. He knows what he's talking about. And he's telling us the truth. And he's a healer. He's a real physician. My goodness. We need more guys like this.
Risk of hospitalization or death from COVID by 70% with a 30-minute infusion. And so we have many tools, and they should all be employed. If someone has COVID, they should not try to tough it out at home. This is a dangerous, as far as I'm concerned, my perspective, it's a bioweapon.
Bingo. There's a doctor who says it. This is a bioweapon. I love you, Dr. Bartlett. And earlier in the interview, Jones says, you know, this is a bioweapon, and the guy who launched it is Anthony Fauci. And this is a psychopath. And Dr. Bartlett, I love him. I love him for this too. He says, I can't disagree with you, Alex, a psychopath. And then Bartlett says, who put this guy Fauci at the microphone?
And that we are in germ warfare, just like we've had cyber war, which has been talked about for several years now. And we've talked about, and it's been public knowledge that there have been enemy states that have been trying to hack our power grid and other things. We know that this is going on. Why is this such a surprise? Probably because of normalcy bias. But
normalcy bias, what he's referring to there, I'm somewhat unfamiliar with this, but it's that state of innocence, of naivete, that all of you out there, good people, he's calling it a normalcy bias. We have a bias to assume that other people are normal, meaning well-intentioned, kind, good. We have a bias to think that if, you know, we're hurt and bleeding on the sidewalk, someone passing by will stop to help us. But that's a bias that we have. But he says we are dealing with evil people. They're not normal. And this disease, this bioweapon, we assume that bioweapons aren't being deployed against us. Normalcy bias. There couldn't be a bioweapon. There couldn't be an entire evil communist party running a slave nation of 1.4 billion people with unlimited resources and unlimited evil. No bounds, no limits. They will kill anybody. They will harvest the lungs. They have done heart-lung transplants. That means two lungs and a heart cut out of a living, quote-unquote, donor. This is the most evil ever in history. They have people in their concentration camps. The person goes in, is sedated, put out, goes in onto the table. The so-called doctor cuts open the chest, removes the living, beating heart, the living, breathing lungs, and transplants them to a billionaire recipient who's paid millions of dollars to get a new heart and new lungs. That's happening right now. That's the government that Joe Biden, that has Joe Biden by the balls. $1.5 billion worth of balls. Money they gave to his evil, drug-doped-up, sex fiend, whoremongering son, Hunter, piece of garbage. $1.5 billion given to this puke. Come on. What the hell? What if that is not corruption, what is? And if that isn't having a guy by the balls, what is? Of course the Red Chinese own Joe Biden, and that's what Donald Trump, our great president, said. If Joe Biden steals this election, Red China will own this country. They will own Joe Biden. Donald Trump got it right.
People need to educate themselves and prepare themselves for to help themselves and their neighbors. Roll up your sleeves for the right reason, to do what you can where you are. Local action can affect the nation in a positive way. And so do what you can. Educate yourself. There's a lot of information, hours of information at budesonideworks.com, a third-party site. It's not mine. And also, there is a providers tab where you can find providers that will use effective early outpatient therapies there in many states. And also, that Synergy Health DPC is not mine. It's not owned or operated by me. It's a telemedicine service that is using my protocol and is saving lives. And so I want to equip people. I'm trying to help people any way I can. That's why we're doing this interview.
I'll just pause because those were hard to understand. Synergy Health DPC, David Peter Charlie. SynergyHealthDPC.com. That's a website being recommended by Dr. Bartlett. And the other one, which was BudesonideWorks.com.
You right now. And Alex, I appreciate your being such a gracious host. I appreciate the information that you've put out for years that has been spot on. And at times, so because you were ahead of the curve, people might have mocked you. But hey, who's mocking you now that all these things have been proven? And so thank you for the time. We're not helpless. We're not hopeless. Our hope is in God. This is one nation under God. Jesus did pay the price for us, for all our needs to be met. He does answer prayer. The strategy that I got a year ago was the result of a prayer, praying for patients when I was in the emergency room. God, what will I do if someone comes in here and they're dying of COVID and they tell me I can't breathe? And during that 48-hour shift in the emergency room, I had a moment where I could go take a cat nap in the call room. And this was an answer to prayer during that dream when I was waking up. And so who would have thought that God would answer a prayer with something that's so practical, so relevant to our life right now, that was proven later to be validated by Oxford University as 90% effective?
So how did that happen? So budesonide just came to your mind?
No, I was, immediately I had all of this. It was like a download all at once as I was waking up. I knew what to do. I knew why to do it. And I had no one to tell because I was the only one in the call room. And 5 days later, I had my first patient, Alex, with COVID, and it worked. And they should have died according to everything that was in the news. And we were seeing that everybody was dying if they were overweight, if they had diabetes, if they had asthma. And these patients had both, had all of that. and they lived. And then I saw had a patient who had two forms of lymphoma on chemotherapy, had radiation a month before, and again, the strategy worked quickly. And then I had another fellow who had stage four prostate cancer, and he's on chemo, and he beat COVID with this protocol, but 8 months later succumbed to the cancer. And so I have seen overwhelming evidence that we have effective, outpatient, inexpensive strategies that will help save lives. And I want everyone to have access to that. And that's why I have dropped everything for the last 3 weeks to totally be immersed with COVID patients in a Regeneron monoclonal antibody infusion center in West Texas, where I am on purpose going into a building for 11-hour days to solely be around people who are infectious with COVID so I can help save their life. And there are other heroes that are on the team with me, and I'm honored to work with them. And I appreciate Governor DeSantis making this an issue in the first place. Thank you, Governor DeSantis. I'd love to meet you someday. Thank you, Rand Paul. I'd love to meet you someday and shake your hand. We have some real heroes that have pushed this strategy.
And Governor Abbott's gotten a lot better than where he was a year ago.
And I got to say kudos to Governor Abbott for pushing this forward with the Texas Division of Emergency Management. So this is kudos to Governor Abbott. He's doing the right thing right now, and I appreciate what you're doing, Governor.
And let me just get this in before we go, because you are a hero. I know you don't want that. It's your instinct. It's your spirit. You're doing it. And I've seen this, you know, my dad and other great physicians, and that's what great doctors are, is when people really respect doctors, that evil corporations and sinister political groups try to steal your identity and then say, they're the doctor with Fauci up there. But I know that I gave your number out, and hundreds of people called you, and then you put them in contact with people and stuff. And I know that they gave it out until it became an insane thing. And I knew that with everybody else. I know you were working. I mean, I would like call you at midnight and you'd call back. So we really appreciate you. We love what you've done. And I know my dad looked like he was dead. He was down to like 83% oxygen. We got the thing, got him, got the doctors you recommended, got it all to him within 5-6 hours. The next morning, come over there, he's putting together stuff that had come to the house again, those deck chairs. Just amazing. And I saw that, and I've seen what's happened, and it's just an amazing thing. So thank you so much for spending time with us. You never put out a website. You're just recommending people that are helping folks. How do people, because, you know, these interviews are important as well. How do people get in touch with you via email? I know a lot of folks will watch this. If other talk shows or other stuff want to get you on, because I know that's another way to warn people. I don't give you more work to do, but how do people get in touch with you? Do you have a website, or are you going to write a book or something?
I've written a couple books about what I've seen in other countries on medical mission trips, but I'm a messenger. And Alex, let them contact you. I trust you. And you got my number. And if they're following you, then let them contact you, because you've been bringing useful information for decades now, and I have great respect for you.
Well, we appreciate you, Doctor. Thanks for saving my dad and so many others. Dr. Richard Bartlett, he recommends MedicinineWorks.com and SynergyHealthDPC.com for folks. And I'm not going to tell people what to do. I'm not a doctor. But I think it's important if this place gives it out, or if they can. I mean, is it okay to pre-stockpile these? These aren't like controlled things at a high level, are they? Or do you wait till you get the first symptoms? Or, I mean, I know they'll get at you for this, but is there 30 seconds or a minute on this? Is there anything we should do preemptively? What, vitamin D, zinc, C? Just 60 seconds on that, Doc. What would you do preemptively to try to dodge a bullet on this?
So there are several things that I think are winning strategies. And we have some of that print at budesonideworks.com. It talks about prevention. We talk about science. A university over in the UK showed that mouthwash for 30 seconds kills the virus. It's trying to multiply. The virus comes in through the nose and throat and eyes. We've known that from the beginning. And so it's trying to multiply in the upper respiratory tract, or from the throat to the mouth to the nose, the nasopharynx, for the first 3 to 5 days. So if you use mouthwash, that's a good strategy. I want to mention one more tool that we didn't talk about. There is a company that has a website called h2bev.com.
He makes another recommendation there. These guys are marvelous, and I'm listening to these entire interviews. And here's something all of us can do. Listen to these doctors. like Dr. Bartlett, write their names down. You've got to search them out. You go to places like Republic Broadcasting. Jones has got these people being interviewed. You have to look them up because they're being censored and they're being memory-holed by the dictatorship that now runs this country and is now running it into the dirt. So write down what these great doctors say. Take their advice as to therapy and to prophylaxis, things that you can do to be healthier. So, for instance, I'm listening to them on zinc. Boy, do we have bottles of zinc in my kitchen cupboard. And vitamin D3. And so on. We'll take a break here, and we'll be back with another segment. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Let's take a short call. Mitch in Tennessee, I only have time for a short call. What's on your mind, Mitch?
Are you there, James?
Yes, yes.
James, you had predicted that Trump, after the incident where he got booed in Alabama, you had predicted, that was on the 21st of August, you had predicted,
yes,
that Trump was going to come around and move away from endorsing the vaccine. And
yes.
You also said that you thought that Trump now knows the potential dangers of the vaccine. You said that Trump might even be aware that it's a bioweapon.
Yes.
I found this by Eugene Scott. This is on September the 1st. It was Donald Trump on the John Frederick Show. So this is, you know, days, you know, after he got booed in Alabama, he's on the John Frederick Show. He said, this is an article written about it. It says, former President Donald Trump said Wednesday that the coronavirus vaccines are effective and that
wait a minute. Stop, Mitch. That's not a quote from Donald Trump. That's an article. Okay. That's an article. So give me a quote from Donald Trump.
Donald Trump on the show said the vaccines do work. He said on the John Frederick show.
There are no quotation marks. There are no quotation marks there.
No, these are quotation marks. This is Donald Trump. If you'd let me talk.
Okay.
Here's Donald Trump on the John Frederick show.
Donald Trump said
the vaccines do work. He said on the John Frederick show, a conservative talk show, talk radio program, and they are effective. So here's my thing. This is Donald Trump. I think I have saved millions and millions of lives around the world. We would have had another Spanish flu. Then, again, Donald Trump said, and now countries are using our vaccines, and it's tremendous, Trump added. It's tremendously successful.
Okay.
The end
right.
of it,
now
he says, I love our people, so I want our people to take vaccines. That's Donald Trump from his own mouth
on
September
Mitch.
The 1st
okay. hang on.
After
hang
he
on.
Got booed.
Okay, hang on, Mitch. I know you want Donald Trump to go down in flames, okay? Ain't going to happen. What Donald Trump is like all the rest of us. He has what Dr. Bartlett called the normalcy bias, okay? He did not imagine that the people in white coats who walked into his office and said the world is going to die and we have to have vaccines. He did not imagine these are evil people who want to poison the world with vaccines. Okay, now we're all, I didn't know that on day one. You didn't know that on day one. Nobody did.
It's not day one anymore.
Okay, hang on, relax. This whole thing's good. Hey, stop screaming, Mitch. Stop screaming, okay? Calm down. So here is what I am telling you, Mitch, and it's going to happen. The Donald Trump movement, of which I am a part, and pretty much everybody in this audience is a part. That's why they listen to this show. That's why they've been listening to this show for years. Okay? We love this great leader. And I'm going to read a post by Donald Trump in a second. I got to cut you off to get to it, where he praises Robert E. Lee. It's a post he put up this week. Donald Trump is going to, late in the day, he's going to realize what most of the people in this audience know, which is you do not want to get these vaccines. And no, these did not save hundreds of millions of lives. Donald Trump is going to realize that. So hang in there, Mitch, okay? Hate to disappoint you, but Donald Trump's running for president in 2024, and he is going to make America great again. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.